Hey gang, it's disco night. Oh yeah. Disco night. I'm very sorry about that. Yes. This is more like it. Way to open a show. That's Charlie Barnett, Cherokee. Thanks for tuning in to Tube Talk. This is the last bastion of sanity on your radio dial, right here on 1330 AM WRCA. Glad you're here, folks. We've got a splendiferous guest. We've got great music. We've got a lot of stuff. Are you passionate about good music, antique radios, vintage tube electronics, and the sound that only they can elicit from a warmly glowing wood cabinet? Well, you have found the right place, right here. It's Tube Talk. Haven't heard this in a while. I needed a fix.
An old cowpoke been riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. The ghost heard in the sky Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yibbi-yi-oh, done by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yes, the wonderful sounds of Vaughn Monroe, Riders in the Sky, an RCA Victor recording. That was number one for 12 weeks in 1949, and that's when people had really good taste in music. They would have loved my little show, wouldn't they? Well, you know, that's a topic for another evening. Well, you know, here you are among friends, so we've all been there before. You know, I understand the quandary that the radio collector finds himself in. There's no need to justify or pose for us. I know what it's like having to make everything seem to be okay. So, for example, I've heard this one before. If I put the new console radio in the hallway, honey, that new lamp we got would look perfect on it. It's probably the last one I will ever bring home anyway. Have you heard that one before? Or maybe this one sounds familiar. You know, I have too many radios that need work anyway to be getting any more radios. But if I can get this last little RCA Bakelite one, I can fill in the last spot in my bookcase display. Little do they know, you've already got another bookcase on order, and it's coming next week. Or then again, you know, there's always this one. I found it on the curb. It's a True Tone. I don't have any True Tones. Can you believe someone wanted to put this thing in the garbage? I didn't pay anything for it. You know, like, as if that really makes it any better. Well, you know, we understand. This is your show. Whether it be 20 or 200 radios sitting in your pantry, living room, dining room, back hall, or basement, we understand and we feel your pain when you can't bring home another one. So just remember, folks, under the Tube Talk plan, if you like your antique radios and wish to keep them, you can. Period. That's it. Well, it might be a little late for St. Patrick's Day, but let's give this one a whirl, huh?
One Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morn in spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing, and when Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay, and when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away. Yes, when Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay, and when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away.
Ah, yes, a very timely tune. That's the lovely Ruby Murray with Irish Eyes Are Smiling. And I sincerely hope I didn't spook anybody too much with the reference to Disco Night. And, you know, just I'm just trying to see if you're paying attention. Are you wide awake? This is Tube Talk. This is WRCA 1330 AM. You can email me and tell me I'm a knucklehead at tubetalk1@gmail.com. You can visit the show site at tubetalkclassicradioshow.org. And we'd love to hear from you. Coming to you from the Rendezvous Lounge, sitting on the suede sofas, here we are.
Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking, and when he passes, each time he passes, I go. When he walks, he's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when he passes, each time he passes, I go. Ooh, but I watch him so sadly. Walks to the sea, he looks straight ahead, not at me. Tall and tan and young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes walking, and when he passes I smile, but he doesn't see. What's wrong with him?
sugary Surrey fine. She's one of them high class kind. She doesn't wear a hat, she wears a chapeau. She goes to see a cinema instead of a show. My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high class kind. She never buys a dress, there's always a frock. She always winds her timepiece up and never a clock. She says tomato instead of tomato. She says potato instead of potato. And you should see how she holds a cup of tea with just two fingers while she sticks out three. My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high class kind. She never shares a kiss, she let our lips unite. But oh, it feels like kissing, and each kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks of every time I hold her tight. Ooh, she's so refined. Banana instead of banana. She says piano instead of piano. And you should see how she sits on her settee with just coffee and cake balance on one knee. My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high class kind. Though I get all whipped up, start to blow my top. When she starts talk fine talking, I think she'll never stop. But last night when I kissed her, she sighed and yelled, mop, mop. My sugar is so refined.
My, indeed, that's the Nat King Cole Trio live at the LaSalle Hotel in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And prior to that, we had a little different spin on an old favorite, The Boy from Ipanema. I don't know what happened to the girl. I guess if it's Eartha Kitt sitting on the beach, it's The Boy from Ipanema who really frosts the cupcake. And before we go on to our guest tonight, here's another smoothie. Mr. Mel Torme.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. Held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. You don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love.
Thank you.
let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to careless hands that can't hold on to love. Talking about those hands that can't hold on to love.
Our guest on Tube Talk this evening is Mr. Danny Stiles, the vicar of vintage vinyl, the dean of deja vu, the swami of sacred songs. From the east wing of the Art Deco Penthouse, here we are tonight. And in some ways, you know, I guess you could say Danny Stiles is a role model for me here, at least on the musical end of the show. So it truly is a great treat to have Danny here tonight. And Danny, maybe you could share with the audience, you know, when and how you got your start in radio. From what I hear, you didn't want to be an accountant, eh?
In 1947, I started on a little station in Newark, New Jersey, called WHBI. It no longer exists, but in those days there was no FM, there was no TV. In fact, in college there was no communication courses, no radio. There was only some advertising courses, and that was very limited. When I went to college, I went to New York University. When I graduated from college, I took odd jobs and was very unhappy. Public accounting was my major, but I didn't take to it too well, sort of like oil and water. And eventually I met a guy. He was a radio announcer, and I was fascinated by the fact I never had any idea I would go into radio. I never dreamed of it, but when I met this guy, I started hanging out with him. He had just separated from his wife, and she took the car and the kids and the house. He had nothing, so he didn't have a car to get around to make public appearances when he would get jobs to appear at movie theaters and do talent shows and stuff. So I drove him around. After a few months, his name was Hal Tunis. He worked on a small station in Newark. It wasn't that small, but because it was New York market. Mm-hmm. I told him I'd like to get in the business. Eventually, he introduced me to a guy that managed a radio station. In those days, there was no brokerage of time to speak of. It was unheard of, so I couldn't get a job because, frankly, I didn't qualify.
Sounds like me.
I had a bad hold of the English language. My grammar was poor. My diction was worse than poor. And so I wound up buying an hour of radio time on a station on WHBI. It was on AM radio, which at that time everything was AM.
Sure.
1280, but we shared time with a New York station called WOV, which was very popular in the 40s. It was very avant-garde. They had foreign languages during the day, and at night they had some very hip disc jockeys at that time. Alan Courtney, Freddie Robbins, these were big names in New York. So me being on Sunday on the same spot on the dial, people naturally gravitated to my show. and I played the right music for my age. I was about 23, and it worked out well. That's all I can say.
Well, you know, I try to play the right music for my age, and, you know, Danny, radio was a different place in those days, and it was, you know, really how most people got an awful lot of their music. Now, you were playing some stuff that was not getting much airplay back in the day. What kind of music did you play, and what do you think really helped build your audience?
I played records at that time in 1947. I was on at midnight. I called myself Midnight Dan, original. I was on from 12 midnight to 2 in the morning, first for an hour. Then I bought another hour. I was on from 12 to 2. I played up-and-coming singers who were very popular with kids and very strong in the African-American community. For example, Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan and Errol Garner and names of that nature. A lot of the black musicians were not featured on the other stations. And so this became rather popular, and that's what I did, and I got a lot of listeners. It did well, and I finally was sought after by small stations out of town. There were two different stations that reached out to me that I had called for a job previously, and because I was on the air in Newark, which is really the New York market, they were more interested in speaking with me.
So, Danny, you know, much like myself, I know some people think you're a little goofy, maybe a little silly, and, you know, I've been accused of those things, so I can relate. So, you know, what is on your show, what is your MO, shall we say, you know, in the world of detectives? How do you run the show?
I get a little silly. I do silly lead-ins to a song. When I fall in love with a record, as I did with a song by K.D. Lang called Miss Chantilene, It starts out where it's after the violins calm down,
yeah.
She says, just a kiss, just a kiss, just a kiss. But you have to hear it. So while the violins are bringing on the introduction, I talk over it, and I say, Chantilene, how about giving me a little kiss? How would that be? And I keep saying, just a kiss, for goodness sake. Right after that, she says, just a kiss, just a kiss. I do this with a lot of stuff. I'm clever. I'm silly, and I like to amuse people, and I like to be amused, and I have a pretty good sense of humor. It's rather dry and sardonic, but it's fun, and that's what I do. I certainly don't get serious with anything. I make no reference to the present. I live in the past. I sometimes refer to myself as Dinosaur Dan, you know, and Daffy Dinosaur Dan, and things like that, you know. And I do a lot of alliteration, which is, for example, your musical memorabilia monster, you know. You know Shakespeare's alliteration?
Sure.
That's what I do, and, you know, a lot of play on words, a lot of metaphors. I think I'm popular more because I am still alive.
So, Danny, you know, even though you revel in the past and you're on the internet, and I understand you have a friend right here at WRCA who is a key man, shall we say, and, you know, it's not me. So who is your buddy here at the station?
Stu Fink. Stu is a great production man, He's got a terrific ear, and he's good at that. So a lot of the stuff that I do on the internet are things that Stu has edited and timed out for me. A lot of that work that I do on the DannyStyles.com is a result of a lot of perfection editing and production work by Stu Fink.
You know, Danny, one of the things I find very touching on your shows is that in each episode, you say goodnight to your wife, dear sweet Barbara. That, you know, that's just so nice. A real personal touch that, that many radio shows just don't have anymore.
I lost my wife 12 years ago. I loved her very much. She was a good little girl, and I miss her. And so you try to recapture your youth, and along the way you please some people, some you don't.
Now, you know, maybe you can confirm this rumor for us, see if this is true or not. Is it true that Danny Stiles is coming to the big screen, and is it also true you've already had a bit part, so to speak, in an actual movie? I mean, this is just unbelievable.
I have a lady who teaches drama and film at Fordham University, Elizabeth Margot, and she is putting together and has been working for the last 4.5 years on a documentary on the life of Danny Stiles. And it's almost coming to fruition. They're pretty much finished. They're concluding the editing. It'll be on public television because they do a lot of filming. I don't know just when, but it will be happening soon. Although, I got a call from a partner of Martin Scorsese, a lady named Elaine Schoenbacher, who does film work and editing, and she's a partner of Mr. Scorsese.
Wow.
She's a fan of mine.
Unbelievable.
And she called me to do a piece, a little piece of audio in the picture of The Aviator. I can't believe the amount of money I've made from nothing.
Huh.
Just for using my voice for about 60 seconds. There's a guy that's supposed to sound like a cross between Walter Winchell and Jimmy Fiddler of Hollywood, the reporter, Hollywood Reporter. And they gave me that piece to do. And all I was doing was saying, getting out of a stretch limousine now is Ava Gardner. She's on the arm of William B. Mayer. And Gary Cooper's walking down the red carpet. Things like that, you know. They used my voice. It was the world premiere of Howard Hughes' movie, Hell's Angels, with Ben Lyons and I think B.B. Daniels. I don't remember. But anyway, it was fun, but I never knew that I'd make so much money. I just got a residual check the other day. That's small. I can imagine what people that have a real part, what they make in these films.
Shirley?
Good night, my love. Your mommy is kneeling beside you. Good night, my love. To dreamland the sandman will guide you. Come now, you sleepy head. Close your eyes, go to bed. My precious sleepy head. You mustn't play
Barbara.
Well, we hope you enjoyed the snarky charm of Danny Stiles. We certainly did here at Tube Talk. How do you say thanks for a 63-year-long radio career? Well, me hearties, here we go.
Thank you.
Piano Concerto in B-flat, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Jack Fina on the piano. Nice piece done on a Tchaikovsky variation from 1941. I don't know, maybe I could get into FM if I started to do all that classical stuff, huh? Yes, indeed, folks, if you're wondering who was on that licorice whip, it is Benny Goodman. That was the Benny Goodman Sextet cooking it on up, and that's from 1948. And, you know, in kind of keeping with the musical palette that one Danny Stiles used to employ when he did a program, you know, he'd play little things from all time frames. You know, he wasn't strictly limited to the past. You know, maybe a little Bobby Gentry, or perhaps some Jose Feliciano. Anyway, here's a little something that's not really that old, but then again, it's not really a new one either.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. For we can fly. Up, up and away, my beautiful balloon.
If you'd say I bottom of my heart, I want you. It's you I adore. Every moment we're apart, oh, I miss you. And darling, what's more, I'd be on my way to heaven if you'd say I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, you know, gang, a lot of folks who like Tube Talk, not only do we yearn for days of yore with our radio sets and music and entertainment, we sort of, you know, vintage in general is big with us. That whole throwback scene is big here. So, you know, we've got an ad here. Listen to this. I mean, you know, these were the days. This is about 1949, 48. At last, a shirt of true quality. For Father's Day and all occasions, give a man what he'd choose for himself. A shirt by Wamsutta. Here indeed is the truly perfect gift, a completely new shirt of such obvious quality, such unquestionable value as to be worthy of the proud name that it bears. Style-conscious men note with the approval of the generous cut, the superb fabrics, the correctly styled collars, the painstaking workmanship. Practical wives bless the Wamsutta shirt's long-wearing economy. It launders beautifully and holds its good looks for a comfortable fit. Over a century of fine textile experience behind every shirt, brought to you by Wamsutta Mills, New Bedford, Massachusetts, since 1846. The finest of cottons. And, you know, I'm just looking at this classic Wamsutta shirt here on a nicely polished up. It's a leather paneled desk here, and I gotta tell you, I mean, this is the type of thing you could turn the collar, it would last forever. You could buy a dozen of them and not buy any more shirts for 10 years, just like you could buy that classic Philco and need not purchase a radio set for many moons to come.
All I see for me is misery. I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to moan and sigh. I've got a right to sit and cry down you. I've got a right to sing the blues.
She's got the right and the voice to sing the blues. That's Peggy Lee. Well, we hope you enjoyed our program tonight, gang. Danny Stiles, thanks for being on our dials. And good night, Danny. Good night, dear sweet Barbara. And you know, I think Rodney will help us to the door, because these 78s are just breaking my back.